All right, let's see if we can get through this. So this is the Rechaim of Maaser Korbanos, all right? And it's Rechaim, it's the one on Perek Yud Alef Yud Beis. Okay. Let's start with the Mishnayos and Orla, just to get our facts here. You guys should now be a little familiar with it, all right? So what does it say? So it says, let's start from Perek Beis Mishnah Yudalev. So Or Shel Truma. I know what the first Mishnah says. We'll get back to that, but I want to go in order of Rechaim. So Or Shel Truma. Mishnayos, Yadala.
Oh, no.
Seor.
Sorry. Seor shall truma, but it shall clay carom, shenafel, so, isa, lobozek, de lachmez, lobozek, de lachmez, in star, then starfu, bechametsu, also, the bottom.
Okay, so you have a very odd thing. So what happens? So you have a small amount of seor, that's truma, and another small amount of seor, that's kilai carom, that falls into your isa chulin, right, into your chulin dough. And each one by themselves won't do what? Doesn't have the koach to ferment, to produce chametz, right? But, so what does the Mishnah say? This is the hard part. Nitztarfu, so what happens? We say they come together, right? They come together, right? V'chinso. And they produce chametz, or they're mechanetzim. So if that's the case, then, also the Zarim. Why? Okay, where and mutal kohanim, which is also interesting, because what's going to happen by the kohanim? Because the truma, it's invisible, right? It's considered as part of the isa, but it's batal, because it's seor, because it's not able to be mechametz. That's not true. Together they are, as a team they are. Now we're not defining it. Tanakhama is saying that it's usher for the czar because we treat them since they're both foreign. They're both usher, so they're foreign to the Isa. They combine together to produce chemo, so it's usher.
Since it's two usher for that, the other one's only right. One.
Rosh Shimon?
At this point.
Right. Now, he doesn't care so much about the machlokas, right? Insofar as, if you guys went there already, through the crux of his... the crux of the sugya is not going to deal with the machlokas, but we're going to have to define that. We didn't define that in Shabbos, did we?
No.
Right, we're going to have to define that at some point.
Oh, wait.
Then the Machlokas, we did? Machlokas, yeah. Rishimon, and...
we did the first way of time at it.
But that, no, I don't mean the universal way. Forget the universal way. I'm talking about the second way.
Yeah.
We didn't. For sure not. Because you didn't do the time kicker yet. We didn't. Okay. Next Mishnah. All right, so Gabriel, that's the first Mishnah, right? Okay, what's the next Mishnah? Tavlin. All right, so it sounds like the same phenomenon. Now remember, keep in mind, what makes the Tavlin's easier to relate to? What makes the Tavlin case unique? Because what do you have? You don't have what?
Food.
You have spice, right? And what's happening? And what's the shear? Or how do we measure, right, the presence of spice in something? Only through Tom, right? There's no more mushrooms to speak of. Well, right, I'm saying that we don't care about the mashas, it's pure tam. Remember that. And if you remember from Chulin, as you said over Shabbos, that tam functions to make things taste good. Right? Okay. Now, the last mishnah says what? Chaticha. That's fascinating. Oh, so what's the case? So now the case is that if I have a piece of meat that's kachik kachim, and a piece of pegel, and a piece of nosar that are cooked together with chatichos that are none of those, right? Meaning they're chulin. Now, implying what's taking place here according to Tanakhama. More than that, what's implied? What's the if you didn't have the Rambam, what would you say about this? You'd say right. There's mitzvah, right? They're mitzvah together, and as when they're mitzvah together, they're mitzvah against the what do you call it, the other chatichos. Also Zarim with the Kohanim. Rishon Matel Zarim Kohanim. Forget, well, let's put aside...
Wait.
Let's keep that as... Yeah.
So it's all three of these substances with like an extra Asher substance.
No. It's all three of those substances with, let's say, a huge a vat of meat.
Is it meat Asher or not?
No, it's Mutter.
But that mixture would be Asher.
Is it implied right. that the pieces of...
So Rechaim now quotes the Rambam. The Rambam changes the language here. Because what does the Rambam say? Perek Yud Alef Yud Beis, Chaticha. You just read it from the Rokhaim. Okay, so obviously we see what he's changed in the language. Rather than say it's the kachik kachim plus pigo plus nosar, he says it's kachik kachim or, right? It's not x plus y plus z, and then for the mitzvah together to produce bittel, rather it's x or y or z. Again, one of these benign, very innocuous types of changes, and yet... Behumi mas nisin.
Behumi mas nisin. Parak beis the orla
Mishnah tazayim.
Go
on,
ditznan. Ditznan sham chatifa shal kadek rashi shal pigo shal nosar shes bashul chatifa azul zarmo tligwana. Rav Shimon matul zarmo gohana. Meforish haron bam de o okasim.
No, o oktani. Meaning it says kachikachim or, right? Or meaning he's reading it as x or y or z rather than x plus y plus z.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you learn that way, there's a subtle point. It's not that important, but subtle. He says, if you learn that way, pli yoshim chachamim, im. Right, then the machlokus would be what? Right, exactly. That's it. That's how you would learn the machlokus on the surface. If you just had the Rambam and not the Mishnah, so to speak. But, fortunately, it's not the way it works. So automatically you see what he's trying to do, Tzvi, is that he's drawing a link. He's saying the first two Mishnayos, Yadal Tezvav, all lead into Tezayin. So therefore, right. So that way, those Mishnayos are learning the Machlokas as what?
Whether
not they
give it start to.
Right. If they're Mitzarif together, to less or not. That's the way you have to learn those, the machlokas in the first two Mishnayos, right? Ukumosha birish gamar Rambam shamkan, and that's the other problem. The Rambam himself openly postens like those two Mishnayos,
right?
V'chein pasak v'teres zayim behelchus machlokas or is fine. The lama.
The lama cholak hach masnisim leparsha ve'inanacher the o otani.
Why did he do this? Why did he make that change? Why did he change it to o? Why did he have to do that?
Hello,
right, like these. Mim came emesish daik mishna the masnisin the iri of ofanacher, right? But you could say what? Again, this is it'd be nice. This isn't a real answer, but he's saying. But what you could say is yeah. But there is a difference in the language of the Mishnah and Tazayin versus the Mishnah and Yadal and Tezvav. Because the Mishnah Yadal and Tezvav use the words nitzarfu, and that word does not present itself in Mishnah Tazayin. So therefore, you would think. That since it doesn't say mitzvah, maybe the Rambam is the basis for making his differentiation. He says, right? But here's the thing. But he already says. He says, no. He's like, don't think that's a good. That's not good. That's not good. Right. Exactly. Like that's not a good enough reason to say. That's not strong enough rationale for the Rambam to change the language. Okay. Fine. Ready?
Yeah.
Videy baha pligi go.
Tanakama very shown the Rosh paragraphs. The orla.
The next paragraph.
Yeah. Shon tanam ha orla kli karam olim be'efa masayim mitzarfin zayim zedekulu.
Okay, stop. So we see there's another lacha. That's the first mission I quoted over there, but he just quoted the part we need, which is what? What's that? What does that teach you? That if you drop, let's say a seya. Let's take the easy case. If I drop a seya truma in 99. Seos Achulin, right? Usher to the Tzar. But if I drop one Seah of Truma and 100 Seos of Achulin, it's Mutter. So what's the Bittel rate, or the Bittel ratio? 1 to 100. So now, therefore, okay, what if I dropped, let's say I have Orla and Kilai Karim, right? Olin Be'echad Masayim, which means what?
I drop 2 units of, or 1 unit of each.
That's 2 to 1.
What?
Together, it's right. 2 bullies in 199.
Okay. Right, so what would you say there? So work out the math. In other words, I drop both of them in, right? So now what?
Wait, you drop 2 and 198 or 2 and 199?
You drop 2 and 199.
Or 198 or 197.
Right.
Not 198.
You drop 0.5 and 0.5.
But the point, though, is what's going to happen? Each one on their own, if you took each one independently, what would be their relationship to the overall mixture? They cease to exist, right? We don't recognize them. It's only because we say they're mitzarev. We tie them together, according to Tanakhama. So that's it. So Rav Chaim says, Rav Shimon Omer Einem Mitzarevim.
Before we Rishon Misham, Tanakhama, who are we mayor? The Amar, the whole Yisur and Shabbatora, Mitzarevim, the Lakros, all they have, because I assume Shim, Lo, Tokal, Kol, Tolevah.
Okay, so you have Big Chiddush. So Rav Meir comes along and says, and I'm being a little more definitive than just the fact, in other words, he comes along and says what? He says that, really, they're not Mitzarev. Right? There's no idea of Mitzarev. Both Rav Shimon and Rav Meir agree that these two sales do not mitzarev to each other. Okay, there is no tzirev. Rather, what? There's a separate iser, according to Rameir, called lo sofa kol toeva, which means that even though they're not mitzarev, what am I doing when I eat this mixture?
You have two lo sofa kol toeva in there.
Because therefore they still exist, right? What? But not me pee themselves, me pee an external halachic label. In other words, like this. When I had the seya in there, normally speaking, pee halacha, what I would say is that they're not mitzarev together. Each seah has his own independent existence, right? And therefore they're buckle. They don't. They're not an issue.
By that measure, then even if there's 1 in 500 cells, you should still be over on both tables. There's only
correct.
One.
Correct. Right, because it's one local so called. What are you doing?
I don't know.
No. Don't say that. Don't say that.
No,
it's not a din and bittel. It's not a din and bittel. It's not a din and bittel. It's a separate iser, meaning that I'm still consuming something that's aser.
So even if it's 1.5,
so even though me pee the culinary mixture, it's not we don't say it's present. As an abstract iser, there's a problem of consuming that which is usher.
So then there's no measure to that.
What? So, correct. That's right. It could be a very, very tiny amount.
So
okay?
The culture has been over that some point in time. Probably.
No, you're thinking molecularly.
I am.
But that molecules don't exist in halacha.
Fine.
What happens when these things fall into the basket of chulin? What happens is that they turn into something else. They turn into little pieces of, I guess, toeva, for lack of a better term. That's what they turn into. So then you can even starve them together in kazayas, etc., etc. But the point is that he strips them of their, like, what?
It's because they're both smaller toeva, they're able to mitzarev.
Correct. Yeah, listen.
500.
Right. That's what it means. Shehein shnei mine isurim mitzarfen for Malkus.
No,
There's two ways. There are two ways you could look at the presence of, let's say, the seah of Orla in this basket. Okay, the two ways you look at it. There's two planes of existence for it. One is that what is it? It is a seah of truma. That's what it is, right? It's a little chunk of wheat, right? But now, if I have a little chunk of wheat and I have a little chunk of
a big chunk.
No. Let's say not a big chunk. Let's say I have a little chunk of truma wheat and a little chunk of kilai karam wheat. Okay, the problem is that there's no mechanism for them to come together to produce Isser. All
right.
Because what are they? They're two different things. Nothing new with each other. Right? Well, he comes along and says that Lo Soko Kol Teiva, in a sense, converts each one to
uniform Teiva.
Achilas Toeva. And that allows the Tzirif to emerge.
But it's only Achilas Teiva for Azar.
Fine, whatever. But see, but that's what happens. That's the mechanism.
But it's not inherent to itself. It's inherent to the cover.
The most important point he's making is that both agree that the Yisurim are not Mistarif. They both agree with that. Rameir has to create a method to allow them to be Mitzarif, but it's not in them. He has to produce. They have to apply like an abstract identity to them to allow them to be Mitzarif. That's his Chiddush. Okay? Now, why is he saying that, Gavriel? V'imneima d'zeu gamkin time at the Tanakama. So now what we'll do is his first move is to say this is logistically just from the logistics point. What does he want to do? He wants to say we have the machlokas, right? We have machlokas right? Mishnah Beis, or is that Mishnah Beis? Mishnah Aleph?
Aleph.
Aleph. Mishnah Aleph, right? Yerushalmi, right? Rav Meir, Lo Socha, forget the other side. Okay. And then what does he want to do with that? He wants to say, the second machlokas, which is in Mishnah, whatever, Yadalah and on, right? This applies to here and to here, right? In other words, if you're going to tell me, maybe you'll say that when they argue about Tavlin, right, what's the basis of machlokas? Same issue. If I have a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, right? Rav Shimon holds, not mitzvah. Rav Meir holds, they're not mitzvah. But what do you do? Tanakama is lines up Rav Meir. What happens? Lo socha kol toeva takes the salt and pepper and makes them into little toeva thingies. And that allows tziruf. But again, intrinsically, there's no idea of tziruf. So we got to keep that in mind. That's going to be like that's a critical point throughout this whole piece, right? Aim and starfin. Always remember that. Aim and starfin. Okay. So, of course, what's he going to do with this? Reject it, but keep going. Right, Rak time of the Rabbanon whom is shum the kul chashum chani sura lo socho kotoeva. Again, what's creating the tziruf? It's not. I know I keep using this word. It's not a culinary tziruf. It's an abstract tziruf, meaning they're not part of this category called lo socho kotoeva, and that's what allows for the tziruf to emerge.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so now let's be careful. So now, if you're going to tell me that what that the Rambam paskins in those halachas that Yisroel not mitzdarif, and that means he must line up like Rav Shimon, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, again, applying the universal, if he lines up like Rav Shimon in these cases, he's going to have to hold like Rav Shimon in this case.
Right. Why is Rav Shimon? Wait, why is Rav Shimon? It is Rav Shimon.
I know, but okay, fine.
Rav Meir.
That's true, true. Okay, keep going.
Kevan delo kamalak yom meir, v'hach delo tzokal tzokotoyva. El ramav perak desvav mehelchos mafal tzisiros halach yadal. It pasuk lehedya de orlo plekar mitzdar from same zeh.
That's a problem. So he openly holds like right, like Rav Meir. Or at least that there's mitzarif, okay? So this isn't going to work. Okay? This isn't going to work. Fine.
Yeah.
So far, so good?
Why? Yeah. Does he contradicts himself?
Yeah, because the problem is that if you want to create a universal, the Rambam himself is inconsistent, and he's not willing to tolerate that. So once the Rambam is inconsistent, then what you must say is that these machlokasim have nothing to do with each other.
Wait, so who's the guy who said this for Loteva?
Rav Meir.
That's the mayor. And he would hold, and according to the way we understand this far right now, he would say the same about every case, both his Mishnah and the other Mishnah.
That was his objective. His objective was to create, it's the simplest approach you could take is create a universal. Okay? And that would include... Okay, meaning that there's a machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Shimon about in Mishnah Aleph, right? That same reasoning could be applied to Mishnah Yadal, Tetzvav, and Tetzayin. And those cases all sound very much alike. They use the words mitzdarev, you have little pieces of truma or kilai karam, they all have things in common. So create one... That's the Gemara. The Gemara says it. That's the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Running out the Mishnah. But the point is, take the Gemara's idea and plug it into the Mishnah, and you have one overall idea. But then the problem is they'll have to bear out in halacha. It doesn't. The Rambam doesn't.
The Voltaic part was never said in the Mishnah?
That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara explaining the position of the Mishnah. Okay?
Okay.
Now comes the beginning of the hard part. Okay? Vashel Korchach. Yeah, this is very hard. It's very hard.
Vashel Korchach. Near Korchach Mizad. And Yavkele Ian Sirup. Desires Mishnei Isur. The Lakos Allah. Mood the Havidina. The Ancient Isur. The Starfin.
Which means?
So the proof for this basically is he's saying
not a proof. We're gonna have to say that's evident from this. Okay, is what the dafka the inyan siruv kazayas? It's only by what?
By
joining together to produce a kazayas from two isurin, so that you get malchus, right? Dahave, that's where dahave dina the ancient isurin is darfin. Meaning what? Meaning, naturally speaking, the two things don't join together, right? But we want to come along and do what?
Join
them together. But they're not joined together. Okay? Mishum. And you can't say that when he was when he consumed the food, you can never say he ever consumed enough of either one that he'd be over an Isser. Look again, because they're not Mitzarev. So this is not Mitzarev, what's he having? He's having a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper. Something like, right. But that's not Mitzarev. Okay. In Cain.
Okay.
Din Siro Shoshne Isser and Yachad, Lashvuyach Yuva. No?
That was why I was confused.
So then what would Siref be doing then? If you're going to tell me, if you're telling me that each Isser is the Isserim and not Mitzarev, right? And that in and of, if I consume each one and not Mitzarev, or if I consume this dish, let's use the spices, I consume a dish that had salt and pepper in it, but since they're not Mitzarev, so what would you ever say? I'm not over an Isser. Because I didn't consume enough of each one to say I'm over an Isser. Rather, so what would Siref be doing? Siref be doing one thing, Mitzarev them together to produce Chiyuva. Yeah, to create a Chiyuv. Because what other purposes does Siref have?
I think if there was Siref.
No, he's saying like this. You would need Siref for one reason. You need Siref to be able to produce Chiyuv.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't done it, because in and of themselves, whatever, I don't care what you get, but I'm over an Isser. Because in and of themselves, I didn't consume anything.
Wait, Chiyuv is an Isser or an Isser? Like,
it means to make me Chayev.
Chayev as an Malkus or whatever.
Whatever, who cares? You're Chayev. You're over an Isser. The Ein Shnei Yisurim is Starfin. But we know that what? We know that the two Yisurim still aren't. So again, he's not abandoning Rameyer's idea completely. He's saying, whatever draws them together. I mean, by the way, Roth and Haaretz, and after going over this a few times, I now can appreciate what he's pushing at. He doesn't abandon Rameyer's idea. He doesn't abandon the idea of something coming in that's foreign to the Isurim and creating a tzirif. He's not abandoning that. He's just saying it's not lo socha kol tueva. That's not what does it. But you already sense here, what's he trying to say? He's trying to say that, but we have to say there's going to be some idea here, because the Mishnah says what? Mitzarfin, then Mitzarfu. That's be something Mitzarf them together. So now what he's going to search for, the mystery of Chaim is trying to solve is, what is that thing that creates a tzirav? Because you need to have a tzirav to create chiyav.
So the reason it can't be chiyav is because of the previous case, because then would be...
Okay, anyway, so go on. Lot to swallow there, but rather Masha Enakain Leinyan Sirufa, alright? Shalo Yizbatlu, but when it comes to Siruf itself, that they're not Mivatel, what is he saying? We don't have to worry about trying to bring them together to make them one.
Like
right. We don't have to worry about that. Okay, when it comes to Siref itself. Not a problem. Why? The Ach de Memelahu. So what does that mean?
Since there's an idea here to be Mevatel both of them, so they go by themselves, they're not batel, and they're just stands there.
There's one way we look at it from the perspective of what?
Zero.
No, what perspective?
Of them being alone.
Nope. Again, he says, Masha'ini can lean in Sirufa, Shalish Batlu, Lotrachinim, as they call the Chalos din Sir, Shoshnei Sir, and Shimit Suraf and Yachad, the Achdim and Melahu, the Kima, the Inkan, Kadi, the Vata, Lashneyan, Inkan, what's the Khan? Let's say the cooked dish.
Yes.
Since there's not enough in the cooked dish to do what? To levatel shteyan, meaning from the cooked dish standpoint, what does a cooked dish feel?
Uh,
The wrath of the salt and pepper. Yeah. By salt and pepper, right?
Spices
right now. Then for sure they're not batal and they stay in a state of iser. So that's a question of what perspective you're looking at it from. If you look at it from the perspective of the additions to the cook dish, those things don't register at all. Right? If you look at it from the perspective of the cook dish itself, what's the cook dish gonna say? Oh my god, too much salt and pepper, right? Okay, and then but then the question is, but notice again, what does he say? He's saying you don't have to worry about the idea of tziruf. There's why he's really saying tziruf still wouldn't apply. Why not?
Because you don't need tziruf in order to overpower this thing.
Right, because we don't. It doesn't matter if they're functioning together or not. Because at the end of the day, from the culinary standpoint, you don't say to yourself, I taste a little bit of salt and I taste a little bit of pepper discreetly. Whereas, what do you say?
I taste a spice dish.
A
spice dish.
Right. Exactly. You see, I'm tasting these spices. You don't start saying, I'm not talking about like a...
No, it's not taste spicy. This dish is spiced.
This is spiced, exactly right. But the point
it's
is that...
It's not spicy point of view.
Right, exactly, right, exactly.
I taste salt and pepper in this dish.
Right, again, but the point is, it's not that I taste a little bit of salt in a dish, and I taste a little bit of pepper in a dish.
Right.
Okay, good.
No,
it means they're not mitzarev. There's no tziruf to speak of. Because when it comes from the... If you eat a chalons, okay? That's a good example. You eat a chalons, okay? So we don't have to say what? That there's a din tziruf. Shehei.
That the isser from both of these things are...
You didn't say that, because from the perspective of the cooked dish...
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Doesn't actually matter whether it's a din tziruf here or not. So fine, they could both agree that the thing is mitzarif itself, but it depends which perspective.
Correct.
I'll go to Shabir Pazak Rambam here. Mishum de'ein hanach shnei peluktos tuluyos zebizeh, well, how can you use the Pazak Rambam?
Okay, fine, good. Okay, now we're going to get into the, he's going to be drifting away from the chaticha issue, but this is the key principle to the whole thing, which is called tam ke'eker. Tam ke'eker. This is it, right here, okay? The hinebi yisod ha'chadina t'tam ke'eker. Now, why is he saying that's, why is that going to be the yisod of everything here?
That's amazing, tam
ke'eker means that it's, what's...
Well, there's two reasons why. One of them you just said, which is? Okay, so one is going to be is that the principle, I'm going to cheat ahead for you guys, but you'll see why. I'm saying this now to make it easier. That tam ke'eker is going to be the mechanism of tziruf. That's one reason why. But what's unique about these cases of tam ke'eker? These cases.
What is tam ke'eker exactly?
Literally means the flavor is like the essence.
By these cases,
it's like having
cases.
A mashup.
What makes these cases different than... Okay, let's get the standard tom caker case is I cook chazer with meat. Yeah. Now the meat I'm not going to get to what he's about to say,
kosher
but the meat...
Like
right, we treat the kosher meat like chazer. Tom caker, the tom that got into it,
but
right?
Not add to the tom for these things, actually make the taste.
More so. Worse. What are they? That... It's about time. Not the dough.
No,
the spices.
Like cases,
oh, okay.
Plural.
Right. Okay. Right. The spices are what? They're like toms. Right. It's not that you have a right. You don't have a no. But one second. But they're toming into an echo. No, that's what means tom. Okay. So you'll see. That's going to be the issue. Right. All right. So go ahead, Gabriel. Josh read for you while you were gone. I hope that's okay.
Wait. No. That's the opposite.
Sarach Ian. Okay, so one way to look at tam ke'eker is to say that what happens, the tam gets into the substance, and then what does it do to the substance? Nikar ha'iser, v'lesbe din bittul klal. If you don't have bittul anymore, there's only one way bittul won't work, within the thing itself. I know, but what happened to it? It became something new. Or was it this? Let's say, okay. How do you get rid of bittul entirely? You say that, what does this do? This changes it to?
Chazer.
Buster betam chazer.
No!
No, chazer.
Chazer. You are eating chazer. Chazer.
We're not saying it's actually...
No, we're saying it is.
It has every aspect of that, of its origin substance, other than being the chatsa.
It's chazer betzor al chazer.
So wait, what happens if you take a tiny little itty bitty...
Thank you. I know, it's changed everything.
Odev emes, chayel al ha'isser, din bitzel.
Okay, amazing. Or you see what? Or you see no. You see that when these get in here, right? When the little guys get in there, what do we say?
It's
bottle. It is bottle, right? These are bottle. These are bottle. But yet, what happens? What happens? Tom comes along and tells you, Tom Kaker is a chiddush. It tells you that even though this substance of whatever that got in there should really be treated as if it doesn't exist. Right? What do we say?
It doesn't exist.
The right. So it brings it back to life. It resurrects the bittul substance.
But
okay.
If it's nothing, I have a good question here. If the essence tried the whole duchom asharis
mishras
mishras ugiulei nacharim
nacharim. Right, and we learned the issue of Tom Gicker from Mishras Anavim, which refers to Tom from grapes by Nazir, and from Gulei Nachrim, which is Tom into a Kli. Now keep that in mind also. Tom works in two ways. Oh, 1 second. So keep going. Duchsi Tom Gicker. In all cases, Tom Gicker works, okay? Now, v'nir mizeh, I'm just going to read only because of time. V'nir mizeh mivor mehad etzlam mechala per gimel ha'osa isa min achita min ha'orez im yishba tam dagan chayeves mechala v'yotza ba'adam yei chovaso v'pesach. Okay, so what's that case? That case is if I have rice dough and wheat dough together, a little bit of wheat dough, and what? And there's tam wheat dough in the dough.
Where's the dough? It should be mefazer.
Oh, I didn't say it yet. Okay, say yeah. Umivor bezvachem daf ayin ches to whom ishum min mishen amino betayma v'imneima dim emes yishal davar din bittel v'chashen is batel. Now, what would you say? You would say that what? You would say that the chita is mizbatel elo de asum ishum dina tam keker im kiner lo shayach zos elo b'yisurin dafin lo mikro dim mishras um yigulin ochrem daf agad asu shadavar nizbatel mikom mokin ishu eser taymo val inin latzis boi dechol es matza hayib shita dechol sheish mikaro din bittel shuv ene yotze boi dey matza. Okay, so that's just to sum up what he's saying there. It's an amazing point. He's saying 1 second. He goes, which way do you want to choose learning Tom Kicker? If you learn the first way, which means again what? What happens?
It becomes wheat.
Then you're going to say something very funny. By Issa we're fine. We didn't answer this on Shabbos. Right? It's very simple. The reason why. He's saying by Issa that's not a problem. If you want to say by Issa, then what happens? That buster becomes chazer. We're okay with that happening in this, sir. But you can't say that by mitzvah, because by mitzvah, what are you going to say?
You can have no wheat and that's wheat.
Right now, there's a very intuitive reason why it can exist by Israel, not by mitzvah.
Then you just get a sprinkle a bit of matzah, and you say, "Oh, this is."
Forget that. He's saying by matzah for sure you can't say this, because you can't say there's no substance of matzah in here and yet it's matzah. That can't exist by mitzvah. But we can tolerate it by yisurin. Why? I think it's a simple reason why. See, because the thing is like this. By matzah, by the mitzvah deraisa matzah, the chiv is to eat the substance of matzah. Right? But what are we trying to do when it comes to the things they chazer? What? No, what are Chazal trying to accomplish? What? The problem, though, is that the Gemara seem to learn not like which way of Tom Kicker.
Second way, the one that doesn't say
it's fully... Right, the Gemaras don't learn that what? That you obliterate the substance, and now it's redefined as something new. Rather, what do they say?
That it's substance with the quality of time.
Correct. So that's what we're going to have to deal with tomorrow.
Substance
okay?
With the quality of... That's what it has a